Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetic Perspectives, and we are here to lift the name of Jesus and to take his name higher. We are here, praise the Lamb of God, to instruct, to inspire, to educate, to empower, to activate, praise the Lamb of God, the anointing and the power of God, hallelujah, through the prophetic ministry. And I thank God for each of you that are here today, praise the Lamb of God. I see already my co-host has come in and chimed in. Praise the Lamb of God. Good to have Pastor London Jr. with us today. How you doing, Lawrence?
Oh, good. How you doing, Uncle Shay?
Uncle Shay, doing pretty good today, man of God. Praise the Lord. Good to hear your voice on the show with us today. Praise the Lord. Those of you that's chiming in, you can call in. Praise the Lamb and be a part of the show by dialing this number, area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio here, praise the Lamb of God, as we talk about prophetic things, hallelujah, and what God is doing in this season. What a time we had last night. Woo! On the page. What an outpouring. What an outpouring. What a download. Praise God. I don't even know what to call it. But we had it. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time we had. And I just want to say thank you to all of those that were there with us. Praise the Lamb of God. You are a wonderful, wonderful people. You are a great people, and we praise God for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it is an awesome, awesome thing to see people of God, Lawrence, that has come on our page, praise the Lamb of God, and listen, been listening to our show here for a number of months and what have you, been on the page for a year or so. The growth is, it blows my mind. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just blowing my mind how rapidly they are tapping into the prophetic and their growth, their prophetic accuracies, man. It's just beyond me, man. And some of them, man, are just calling me. They're talking to me in tears, man, in tears of what God is doing in their lives. And I am just so excited about what God is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Lawrence, what you doing over there, man?
Man, we enjoying the Lord. We can't complain. We are enjoying the Lord, man. Just enjoying the Lord. But, hey, man, miss being on the show, trying to, you know, hey, we're doing the best we can with everything we got. And we just enjoying this new year in the Lord. That's all. That's all. That's all I got going on over here. Just dealing with being with the Lord as much as I can. And knowing more and more about myself that, hey, we are nothing without him. Nothing without him. And appreciating just his presence, his life. Like you said, it's awesome to hear about growth. It's awesome to always feel growth going on in your life, from within and from without. So it's an awesome day. Awesome time in the Lord. Having a great time in the Lord. Trying to make it. I'm hustling around, you know, with this constituent. So I have errands. I might be on and off errands to run, but I'm just happy to be on the show. Happy to hear your voice. Happy to be on PSM Live. But ready to hear prayers. I'm ready for everything. I got a spirit of anticipation. You know, miss something, you just have a spirit of expectation from the Lord. And that's where I am. I am here just expecting great things from God. That's it. As you can put it. As you can put it better than anybody. I'm here to expect some great things from God. I don't know how you do it. It's like you got a T at the end of God.
Oh, that's the end of God. God.
I can't do it like you. Nobody can do it like you. The prophet know how to say God. I know the God does. But awesome. It's a D and a T almost connected. Yes, I'm excited.
Man, that is awesome, man. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is just doing so many marvelous things for us. We just have to give God praise and glory and honor for all that, you know, he's doing in this season, in this time. It's just an awesome thing, man. Praise the Lamb of God. Even now, people are calling, texting me, emailing me, praising him, trying to get on the show with us here. We just praise God for it. Looks like we have a caller here already. Praise him. We got a caller in queue. Let's see who this is, Lauren. Erico 773.
Hello.
Hello.
God bless. I was calling for prayer and a word if the Lord has one for me.
I'm back straight up for now. Who's calling in?
My name is Yvette.
Yvette, and where you're calling from, Yvette?
Chicago.
Yvette, and how did you find our show today?
I've called before from the Blog Talk.
Oh, amen, Yvette. Well, we're good to have you on the show, Yvette. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying. What we're praying about?
Well, I have several issues. I'm unemployed. I'm kind of backed up in my mortgage. This morning, when I got up this morning, I looked out my window and someone had stolen my car.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord. I have no transportation no more. So, the enemy just busy. Just busy working with me.
My God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right. Well, we're going to pray for you for sure. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor London, won't you intercede for our sister here? Praise the Lord.
Amen. Father, we come first giving you glory, honor, and praise that even in all things, you are God and God alone. There is none like you. And, Lord, even though we wake up sometimes and things happen in our lives, if we could just look up to the hills from which cometh our help, we understand our help comes from the Lord. We can transcend from time into eternity. Into your very arms we can go. So we look to you, Father, right now in this time, in this season, for our sister Yvette, God. We ask right now, God, that only you can lift up her heart, God. Only you can comfort her mind as she's going through this challenge, this testing of her faith. But, God, we know that with just a little bit of faith that your word says, and the question is asked, is there anything too hard for you? And we know, God, that there is absolutely nothing too hard for you, God. You can bring birth to barren wombs. You can do all things. You speak things into existence. This earth wouldn't be here without you. We wouldn't be here without you. So right now, God, we speak into our life, and we declare victory, even so, that you will rise up, and we destroy and discount every work of the enemy in her life. We declare right now that you have angels working on her behalf, that she will be restored like never before. Open up her eyes so she can see you. Open up her ears so she can hear you, God, and do a great thing in her life so that she can stand and proclaim you with your light within her. She can be a testimony to all the earth to see that you can do all things, restore, you deliver, and you make whole, you make free, and there is none like you. Let her lips proclaim your glory, because in due season, within a small amount of time, you're going to turn around everything in her life right now. We declare for our sister Yvette that you will turn it around, and she will walk in victory and power, and there will be a testimony like never before coming from her life. We declare it so, God, and we thank you in advance, and we declare this in Jesus' name. We love you, and we thank you, God, for having this young lady in your life, in your hands, God. We thank you right now for what you're going to do, and we know that it's already done. So we say hallelujah to your will and to your way, and we thank you again for turning things around in her life, and we declare it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yvette, let me ask you a question here. Praise the Lamb of God. Are you a member of a church?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Are you a 100% tither?
Yes. Yes. Well, actually, I don't have an income right now, but yes, I was tithing.
You were tithing. Praise the Lamb of God. Man, well, there's something going on here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know, praise the Lamb of God, that is causing some of the things that's happening to you. Praise the Lamb. I really don't want to call this out on the show, praise the Lamb of God, but I'm going to put it to you this way, praise the Lamb of God. There's some things or someone, praise the Lamb of God, that you're connected with, praise the Lamb of God, that's causing the devourer, praise God, to be at your door.
Mm-hmm.
And we rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. But now you got to make sure that things are right, praise the Lamb of God, in your environment, praise the Lamb, and in your habitation. There where you live, praise the Lamb of God, that has to be God's house and not your house, praise the Lamb of God, and not whoever else this is, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, that, you know, that's not right with God. There's somebody that's not right with God that you need to, you know, it's a severing of relationship time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know this, don't you, Yvette?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb
mm-hmm.
of God. Yeah. And we have to do this to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that all things are in order so that the blessing of the Lord can flow to us. I just finished talking about this, teaching about this. I believe it was yesterday, the day before. I was talking about Abraham and how, praise the Lamb of God, a disconnection has to come so that the blessings can come.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to break. You have to break free of some people who you know is not right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they can cause the devourer to come. They can be as a Jonah on board your ship. Praise the Lamb of God. And cause your ship to sink if you don't get them off there. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave it like that, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. We love you today and we bless you and we speak blessings in your life in this new year. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Right. You're welcome. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lamb.
Yeah. That's right. You did just speak about that on Wednesday. That was Wednesday. And that's, a, you know, that's an awesome.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing so much teaching in this area and trying to how to get free, praise the Lamb of God, from a lot of their hindering spirits and the preclusions that causes them not to be able to connect with God and receive what God has for them in this season. The Lord is releasing such a powerful, hallelujah, word concerning manifestation of the promise. Praise the Lamb of God in the lives of so many of us who have examined ourselves, did the self-examination and have gone through, praise the Lamb of God, even our house, hallelujah, to remove anything that we thought was an idol. Praise the Lord. Anything we thought was an idol that looked like the idol, that had the appearance of an idol, we got rid of all that mess. Praise the Lamb of God. And we examine our hearts and what have you to make sure we're clear of impurities, of hatred, of malice, of grudges and things of that nature so that we could go on, praise the Lamb of God, and do the will of God in this season, praise the Lamb of God. And we must, people of God, make sure that we're set free from a lot of the things that hinder us, praise the Lamb, from receiving the blessing of the Lord and that causes the devourer to be present in our lives. You can take your money and sow it into the wrong thing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and the wrong person, and you have no return on your money. There's no return, praise the Lamb of God, on the budget. You think you're doing something, hallelujah, and you're really sowing into, praise the Lamb of God, the enemy's camp, hallelujah, by doing something for somebody. Always seek the release of God, praise the Lamb of God, when you get ready to give. I always get quiet, praise the Lamb of God, when I have to give somebody something because I know, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that in this season, if you don't do what's right, hallelujah, in the eyes of the Lord, you're in trouble. Praise the Lamb of God, you can get yourself in trouble. Praise the Lord, you can get yourself in trouble. So you have to do what is right, praise the Lamb of God. And I praise God. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah, that we are on point in doing what the Lord would have us to do in this season so that the blessing of the Lord can mature, praise the Lamb of God, so that the blessing of the Lord can mature in your life. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said, people of God? So the blessing of the Lord can mature in your life. Hallelujah. Come to full flourishing. Hallelujah. Yes, come to full flourishing like a tree growing and blooming, praise the Lamb of God, can come to his full strength in your life. And that's what you want, praise the Lamb of God, to happen in your life. All right, praise the Lamb. Let's move on. Oh, my goodness. Already these first few minutes of the show has been on the top already. My goodness gracious, you're calling in today. Look at the people of God. They're shining in with us today, and we thank God for you. Those of you listening to our voice, and you want to call in and be a part of the show, praise the Lamb of God. Area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. And you can be a part of our live studio here with Pastor Lawrence London Jr. and myself. Praise the Lamb of God. We would love to have you as a guest on the show today. Praise the Lord. You know, Lawrence, I'm supposed to be at a home going right now. Praise the Lamb of God. My intention was, come on the show, set the show up, do a pre-recorded, and get on out of here. Praise the Lamb of God. But look like I'm going to be late. That funeral probably going to last for at least 3 hours or so. Praise the Lamb, Pastor Kirby over at Mount Moriah in Highland Park there. Praise God. I definitely want to get by there to show my face and what have you there in Highland Park. But we're here in the show. We're here in the studio. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm not going to overcompensate myself with that, praise the Lamb, because there's still ministry to do here. And we're here, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, on the show. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, Lawrence, let's get some good praying going here. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you for praying for her and interceding for the young lady. Praise the Lamb. I notice she has disappeared already off the board. Praise God. And we have to be very careful, people of God. People want band-aids, praise the Lamb of God, for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For
yeah.
A wound. They're hemorrhaging, and they just want a band-aid to slap on, and they need surgery. Let me put it that way. Praise the Lamb. And we got to be very, very careful, praise the Lamb of God, how we're trying to play God for a cure-all. And he is a cure-all. He can cure anything. He can fix anything. Praise the Lamb of God. But at the same time, we have to try to understand why are things the way they are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And see what we can do to correct, praise the Lamb of God, what's wrong in our setting so that the blessing of the Lord can flow freely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God anyhow. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise. Hallelujah. Do we have a volunteer prayer today, Lawrence? Can we get a volunteer?
Today is prayer day
on the page. Praise the Lamb of God. They in queue already. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know somebody better be up here. Boy, when you said that, I said, I know. Denise is at the conference down in Atlanta, Georgia, at the prayer conference. I know Denise to set somebody up to be here with today. Who is this on the line, 224 error code?
Good afternoon, Prophet and Pastor London. This is Maganice.
This is Maganice. About to walk into her new job and everything. She's filling out application, going on interviews and everything to have. One of the longest as I know anybody could have, I tell you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. But the Lord is about to bless a maggot. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, man. Denise, how's it going?
Everything's going great.
Denise, I ain't heard that voice in a good little minute.
I know.
Good to hear your voice.
We've been missing you here on the show, Pastor London.
Well, you ain't heard her voice in a good little minute. She was in Detroit with us last Friday.
I know. That was last week. That's a good minute for me. That was a couple weeks ago. About a week ago, wasn't it? A week ago. That's too long.
That was a week ago today.
That feels like about a month. That feels like a month.
I know, right? That's how it is when you miss family. One day seems like seven.
That's right. That is right.
I can eat the Lord said by this time next week you'll be at work.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
What to tell you what the Lord just spoke to me. Praise the Lamb of God. By this time next week. Didn't mean to interrupt y'all chatter and y'all laughter.
Don't let the Lord do his thing.
I just had to let the Lord that it was hot in my belly. Just now, it just came like a fire, so I had to get rid of that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this time next week, praise the Lamb of God, you will be working. Praise, I almost said sitting there.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, praise God. Now, Maganice, what else is going on, man? Good night. Tell us something good that's happening in Chicago besides 565,000 deaths a night, please. Is there any good coming out of Nazareth?
It is good coming out of Chicago. We are also included in this kingdom advancement. I'm just excited about what God is releasing to the earth realm. And for everybody that's in position in this season, God is about to blow our minds. So it's truly a blessing just to be in this place.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, you want me to tell you something? That is the Spirit of the Lord is walking up and down the street looking at people saying, if you want, are you ready? It's like he got a stamp in his hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Marking those for the blessings. Hallelujah. Marking those for the breakthrough.
And that's confirmation. That's confirmation to me, because what he dropped in my spirit today was call his people forth, go in the spirit today and call his people forth who have already been chosen, yet they're walking in disobedience. When we begin to pray for these people, he's about to draw these people in.
Now who have, praise the Lamb of God, made a covenant sacrifice with the Lord. Hallelujah. And a lot of the sacrifice has been their life, their time, their prayers, praise the Lamb of God, but they have sacrificed themselves, hallelujah, in a way, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, that they have covenant with God to be available, hallelujah, and to do what God would have them to do in this season. Oh, and there's 50 of us or 30 of us, there's thousands of us, praise the Lamb of God, who have made this covenant with God, have came into a place of prayer, hallelujah, through the humbling of God. God has humbled us in many ways, hallelujah, because our back almost was broken, but he has humbled us in many ways, praise the Lamb of God, to bring us God now. And let me tell you something, people of God, it's on and popping, as the young people would say. It's on and it's popping, praise the Lamb of God. And those of us that face, we are about to receive the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Hallelujah.
You know, I don't mean to laugh, but it's funny. Today I went into prayer at work, and I just couldn't stop praying. You know, even though I had to do what I had to do, I was praying out loud, too. And it's like you were saying verbatim what I was praying and what the Lord was dealing with me on. It is, that's why I'm laughing. It's just amazing how connected in the spirit you are right now. Oh, my God. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
The Lord is just an awesome God. I'm just glad to be on the team, man. I'm telling you.
You know, both of you guys, I'm just amazed. That's why sometimes you got to press it to do some things, man. You press because God has something. He has a connection, and he's got just some encouragement. He's got some fulfillment, some confirmation in this day for all of us, man. And what's being said right now is so true. The Lord is setting up some people who have just went into covenant with him just and spoke those words. I am here. I am yours. This is it. What do you need me to do? I'm going to keep on praying. I ain't going nowhere. You have ambushed me. I've went through these tests and these trials, and I'm not going nowhere, Lord. There is nowhere I'd rather be than in your hands. And I don't care what my situation is, it's the best situation because I'm in your hands. And that's what's awesome about what's going on right now, what the Lord is doing in our lives.
Hallelujah. You know, my meditation scripture today says he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. I want Maganese to run now, but those who hope or wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes, sir.
They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint.
Hallelujah.
29-31. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm soaring on eagle's wings.
Hallelujah.
A lot of people don't understand the propheticness of even that verse. Praise the Lamb of God. When you soar like an eagle, praise the Lamb of God, it's more than you taking flight. It's more of your sight.
Yeah.
It's not your flight, it's your sight. Praise the Lamb of God. When you're able to see what God is doing, your state don't bother you.
Amen.
It removes the pressure of your condition when you know what God is doing.
Amen.
You know, I was just
thinking.
Y'all
gonna try to mess with me.
Every time Maggie needs to
come on the show, this happened, Lars. We got to watch this right here. Always for Nego to bring out the fire, man. You got to watch it, man.
Want to say this. A couple of weeks ago, the Lord spoke to me, and he told me, now is your time to suffer. I instantly got happy.
Hallelujah.
I mean, when he spoke those words to me, it did something to my spirit, and you know, the world does not understand that, but I understood that because what he reaffirmed was we do not suffer like the world suffers.
Hallelujah.
And I know that this place
right.
that he has brought me to is to exalt me. He cannot exalt you if you are already up high.
That's right.
So I just thank him because I see his hand in everything that's going on right now. Every no, every denial, everything I did not have, everything that was taken, I can see his hand in it. And I thank him for it. I woke up this morning today with a brand new yes. Just to speak to what you said, Pastor London, I said, Lord, even amidst of everything that's going on, I still say yes. I'm not moving. I'm not moving. So whatever they thought, they can get that out their head because I'm not going nowhere.
My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Just stand firm in the Lord and watch what God does. Praise the Lamb of God. Standing firm in God. Praise the Lamb of God. Standing firm in God. What you have to do in this season, people of God. Be not, hallelujah, be not tricked, be not deceived. Praise the Lamb of God. Just stand firm in the Lord and the power of his might. Watch and see what happens. You're gonna really see God moving, praise the Lamb of God, in a way in this season that's literally, people of God, going to blow your mind. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to blow your mind what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. It's an awesome season. I am excited about God today. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about each of you. People of God, we're about to go to the throne of grace now. Hallelujah. We got Maginesis on with us, and she's going to lead us to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, the outpouring last night was so awesome. That was so much power. People of God, that was so much power, so much grace, so much love flowing on the page last night.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Even among the innocent. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Denise, it was at the conference. Praise the Lamb of God. For some reason, it's something quick in her spirit. She jumped on the internet, praise the Lamb of God, and came right in and just went to praying. Just came right in praying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Denise Kanya's down. She's down in Atlanta, Georgia this week. Praise God. But she came on last night. Some others that was at the conference came on last night. And just bombarded us with prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God hit that page. It was like, hallelujah, a refreshing mist or something came over me, like a rain. Hallelujah. And I just said, Lord, what is this? Praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord told me, he said, I want to speak to my people corporately. Praise the Lamb of God. As well as individually. I said, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And before I could tell the administrators what to do, Carolyn was in the spirit already. She said, administrators only prophesying. And it wasn't even a question mark behind it. It was as a statement. Praise the Lord. I said, oh, my God, they on point. And it was just like we could do nothing wrong last night. Everything just jailed. Boom. And the power of the Lord hit that page, man. I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. I couldn't go to sleep. I was woke, excited about what God had done. Praise the Lamb and the glory of the Lord. And it was just so much good, solid, prophetic word that was flowing, praise the Lamb of God, from the saints last night. I'm just excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah. And you know what, Lawrence?
I got to add. I couldn't get on. But I was catching the words and your corporate words and everything on my phone. I was reading them on my phone, and you're right, man. I was like, wow, there's something really awesome going on tonight.
It was awesome.
I needed it. Believe me, I needed it.
Imagine if you came on last. I can't remember who was on there. Praise the Lamb. I know Lisa was on there. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord started moving so mightily last night, praise the Lamb of God, until I was sitting right here. And, man, I'm telling you, it was a move of God last night. as God will start talking about, praise the Lamb of God, thank man. And you know what? I'm going to start reading the corporate prayer, the corporate prophecy. We're going to start having it read back. Praise the Lamb of God. A show after a Thursday night like that. Praise the Lamb.
Yeah.
Because it was too powerful. Praise the Lamb of God. And how I know it was God, I can vaguely remember what I said, but I know it was powerful. Right? I can't even remember what I said. I can't remember what I prophesied last night. It came straight from my spirit, man. Praise the Lamb of God. And see, it's different when I prophesy out of my mouth and through my fingertips. Hallelujah. It's a different type of anointing. I'm talking too much. Praise God. Let's go to prayer.
Hey, it was so powerful. I told you. I was at night for hours praying out loud, you know, while I was working. I know people were thinking I was crazy, but I couldn't help it. That's how powerful that was. It was a powerful night. Powerful night.
Hallelujah. Lawrence, there's somebody down in Atlanta. Keep texting me, talking about where do we get them dang turkey ribs from? Hallelujah.
That's what it's called.
We're going to go to prayer. We're going to go to prayer right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Then we're going to talk more about prophecy. We're going to talk more about last night. Also, praise the Lamb of God. This is what I want to ask people of God. Stretch your hands forth now as Maggie take us to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb as the Lord leads her. Praise the Lamb of God. As the Lord leads her, she is going to pray for us now in the name of Jesus. Come on, daughter. Hallelujah. Come on, people.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you for all that you've done, Lord God. Thank you for waking us up and allowing us to see another day. Thank you for the prophetic release that you have given us. Thank you for the favor that you have given us. You have favored us above many, Lord God, and we thank you for that. We don't take it lightly, Father, where you've taken us to in this season. Thank you for the redemption of our sins, oh God. Thank you, Father, for the release of your glory in this season. Thank you for allowing us to come boldly to your throne of grace again, once again. Thank you for hearing us again. There is none like you, oh God. And we repent, God, for all those things that are not like you, oh God, for all of our ways that are not pleasing unto you, not only for the things that are given, Father, for those things that we hold deep in our heart, Father, the unforgiveness, oh God, the backbiting and the gossiping, oh God. We ask you to forgive us for that. Forgive us for not speaking your word when we should have. Forgive us, Father, for sleeping when we should have been on the wall, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for not praying for your people when we should have, oh God. Forgive us, Father, and just draw us in, God. Draw us, Father, to another place, Father. Take us in, Father, to new dimensions of your glory, oh God. We desire more of you in this season, oh God. We acknowledge you, God. We acknowledge your hand in our lives. We acknowledge the kingdom advancement. We acknowledge the release of your glory. We acknowledge the healings, oh God. We acknowledge the manifestations, oh God. We see you, and we just want more of you, oh God. We come against any early demise, any effects on his life. We cast it down now, oh God. Cleanse and purify everything that he takes in, oh God. Every piece of stone, every water, Father. Cleanse and Father, so that your poison may come upon him, oh God. Surround him, Father, with your elite angels, oh God. And the infiltration that has come up in his camp, oh God. Exposing that with the name of Jesus. Every moment, Father, with this master at root. Every evil demonic force that comes against our president, oh God. And you cannot have him, Satan. The Lord has already forgiven him, oh God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for forgiveness, oh God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in this season, oh God. And I just pray for the land, oh God. As a whole, Father, we pray for the United States, oh God. Heal our land, oh God. Let your people turn their hearts back to you, God. Turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children back to the parents, oh God. Let there be let the rebellion be removed, oh God. Draw your people into righteousness, oh God. I pray for mercy over judgment in this season, oh God. Hold back your wrath and let your people get it straight, God. We ask you, God, in all your faithfulness, Father, in all your loving kindness, have mercy on us, oh God. Have mercy on us, oh God. We desire more of you, God. More of your anointing, more of your power, more of your authority, more of you, more intimacy with you, oh God. Give us fresh revelations. Give us the deep treasure that's hidden in your words, oh God. Let that be fresh rhema to us as we read, oh God. And we thank you, Father, for manifestation, Father. There is none like you. None like you. You are immaculate in all your ways. Omniscient and omnipotent, Father. Omnipotent, oh God. Magnificent, Father. Glorious and faithful, God. You are sovereign, God. Holy God. And we just give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you a brand new fresh yes on today, oh God.
Yeah.
We say yes, God, to your will. Yes to your way, oh God. Use us, God. Use us for your glory. Get the glory out of our lives, oh God. We thank you, God. Thank you for hearing us again, oh God. Thank you for the covenant relationships that you have built here, oh God. Thank you, Father, for we know that unity is pleasing unto you. Thank you for not even allowing us to be unified physically, oh God, but being united in the spirit, oh God. Allow us to continue to pick up one another when we need prayer, oh God. We thank you, Father, for that. We thank you for the revelation, oh God. We thank you, Father, because every good thing comes from you, oh God. And everything that you do is good, oh God. And we thank you. We don't take it lightly. We count every suffering all joy, oh God. Thank you for counting them worthy to suffer with you, oh God. Thank you. Keep us humble, God. Keep us humble, Father. Forgive us for self-exaltation, oh God. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for the power and all your majesty, oh God. Because there is no other God. You are the one true and living God. And we thank you, Father, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus, Elohim, El Shaddai, Emmanuel, Jehovah Rapha. And we call you Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We touch and agree with the Holy Ghost on everything that has been spoken over our lives. And we ask that you bring it to fruition suddenly, oh God, before our very eyes, because this is what we expect, oh God. We set our expectations on you, oh God. You said, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is, oh God. So come Well, you have called us blessed. And we receive that blessing, God. We receive it and we hold fast to it. And we don't hold on to it. We speak it back to you, God. And we thank you for the manifestation.
Yeah.
We thank you for what's to come, oh God. We thank you for what's already been. And we thank you for the right now, oh God. We give you glory because there's none like you, God. We give you praise because you've done so much for us, God. And we give you honor because you're our sovereign. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb. Mm. Hallelujah. Shut up.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Taylor today. Taylor, we're praying for you. Praise the Lamb of God and others that's going through a financial strain as it relates to your school, your education. Praise the Lamb of God to Mika and Deanna and all of you. Praise the Lamb of God. We just almost had like a miracle situation happen for Angel, my daughter who's pursuing her master's degree, and there came a challenge there for her. Praise the Lamb of God. And us, praise the Lamb, concerning her schooling. And I was just about to do something there, and the Lord told me, he said, it's done already, praise the Lamb of God. And I told her, I said, Angel, it's done. The Lord said, it's done, praise God. Well, she's supposed to start school this Monday, I think, or today or tomorrow. I really don't know the day, but I know, praise the Lamb of God, yesterday she called me hollering. And she said, Daddy. I said, what? She said, the money was given to me. It was right there waiting on me. All I had to do is push a button and say yes. Every dime, my balance is zero. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For our schooling for the semester. And I just want to encourage you that God is able, praise the Lamb of God, to do exceedingly abundantly, more than you can even ask, think, or expect. Praise the Lamb of God. No matter what your situation is today, people of God, God is a God, praise the Lamb of God, of ways and means. He can make the way for you, praise the Lamb of God. He can take the stress off of you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You put him first. Watch God put you first, praise the Lamb of God, and he will do something, praise the Lamb, that will blow your mind. Taylor, I'm praying for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, hallelujah, for your daughter. I know that you're God all by yourself, and I know, Father, that you have way maker. I know what you can do, Father, if we look to you, hallelujah, and with an expectation. If our words are not just vain babbling, but if our words are focused to you, almighty and gracious and wonderful God that you are, I know that you are able to make a way. Rivers, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Rivers, hallelujah, Father. Rivers, not a river, but rivers, praise the Lamb of God, in the desert. Oh, God, I know you can bring refreshing water, praise the Lamb of God, and rain in our wilderness places. I know, Father, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you can take little and make it much. Is explained and shown forth in the manifestation of your word. And in this season of signs, wonders, and miracles, hallelujah, we command another one, Father, on Taylor. We command it on Tamika. We command it on Deanna. Yeah. We command it on Angel and all of your children, oh God, that's going to pursue education, Father. Hallelujah. It's your will for them to be there, to gain the knowledge, Father. Then, Father, make the way for them. Hallelujah, that you might use it all for your glory. We surrender our minds to you. Our learning, Father, is for you. What we learn, channel it, Father. Change it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Recondition it so we can use it for your glory. Bless your daughters. Bless your sons. Hallelujah. That's pursuing higher education. Bless them today, Father, in the name of Yeshua. And we give you praise. And we give you honor and glory. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's nobody like our God. There's nobody can do what our God does. Our God is an awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I'm telling you, people of God, what the vision is that's coming for, praise the Lamb of God, covers a lot of this too. Praise the Lamb of God. That we want to get into as it relates to, praise the Lamb of God, PSM, hallelujah. I want to have a scholarship program, praise the Lamb of God, for our young people, for our young adults, things of that nature. That's a component, praise the Lamb of God, that we want to look at, hallelujah. What can we do? How can we do it? How can it be established for them, praise God? Hallelujah. I had mentioned this before, and it's going to come to pass. You all forgive me. This furnace is over my head, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, y'all know I suffer with sinus anyway, but praise the Lamb of God. I got to do what I got to have to do, right? But I just want you guys to know that you are precious in God's eyes, and God is going to make a way for you, praise the Lamb of God. Don't trip. Don't drop out. Praise the Lamb of God. If you have to sit in the dean's office, whatever you have to do, do not drop out. Press your way, praise the Lamb of God, until that door pops open, until you see the way, praise the Lamb of God. God is the way. Keep your eyes on him, and things will be well for you. Praise God. I want to encourage you in that area. Praise God. Lars London, Jr.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God. God, man. Praise the Lamb of God.
I'm telling you, I'm basking in the spirit of the Lord. I'm telling you, I mean, incredible. His presence is incredible right now.
The Lord's presence is awesome, man. I'm telling you. I sometimes I don't want to move, but I have to. Hallelujah, because of the the nature of silence on the show, to try to keep something going all the time, praise the Lamb of God. But I'm telling you, I know what you're feeling, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord's presence is just so thick, praise God, here in our studios, people of God. I hope you're feeling, that's why I wanted them to get into this in a corporate way, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, so that they could receive. Oh, my goodness, I can do that, man. My man of God, I'm going to read that. Praise the Lamb. If I can switch off right here, praise the Lamb. I know my Lisa done it. Yep, she did it just like I thought she did. Praise the Lamb. My Lisa always put together the whole prophecy for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Lord, I'm going to read the prophecy. People of God, want you to hear what God spoke last night. Some of you were there on the page. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord on high, my children have called and I have answered, saith the one whose name alone is the El Shaddai. I see and I know that all my sons and daughters are not in concert with my spirit as you are tonight, says the one who was and is to come. But my heart is made merry at the sight and sound of my children tonight. Yes, saith the Lord, I have done I have done what I said, and have visited you in the night upon your beds, and have shaken and awakened many of you, and some I have called you by your names and given you songs in the nights, and caused your tears of sorrow to be exchanged for joy at my presence. Have I not said the Lord? And he asked, that's a question mark there. Have I not said the Lord? Have I not done this? Praise the Lamb of God. Now shall you see angels, and they shall go before you to make easy and successful your way, and prosper thee in the way that I send thee, saith the Lord, your Savior and your Deliverer. The hour of your breaking forth has come, and now shall all those who called you a fool behind your back and spoke ill of you know that I, the Lord, am with thee, saith the God of all the earth. My children, you have borne much and have suffered and endured that which the enemy sent against each of you, but you have kept the faith and have not given over to the whims of his evil devices. And for this I am well pleased, says the Almighty God. Tonight I have been moved upon my throne at the expectation of my children to hear what saith their Father, who alone is God. I am delighted to speak to you all in this night, that ye might know what must shortly come to pass, saith the Amen, who cannot lie. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute, there's more. For I have sworn, praise the Lamb of God, and I have promised that the time of rejoicing was nigh for all of my faithful ones, and that I would do unto you my good word that I spoke unto you in the way, saith the God that has loved you with an everlasting love. And as sure as the Lord liveth, I shall do all that I have spoken unto each of you. But there is more, saith the Lord God Almighty, for I shall cause many of you to be a wonder in the eyes of many, as I work signs, wonders, and miracles by your hands and by the words that you shall speak. Because you have purged your mouths and tongues and have sanctified yourselves, and I'm not done wickedly, as many have done in my eyes. Thus shall I use you, my children, and you shall have great favor in the earth, and all that you touch shall be changed into good for your sake. The Lord God, who is God, hallelujah. My children, saith the Lord, for every woe you have received, double from the enemy's camp. Praise the Lamb of God, says the I Am. The Lord your God shall cause the enemy to vomit and throw up all he has taken and devoured of my children. Oh, my beloved, I have sat and looked from heaven and saw his works and all of his ways, and now it is my turn to work, says your King and Lord. And you shall know that the Lord has performed all these things and more before your eyes, and you shall weep with joy at the goodness of the Lord your God, says the Amen. Glory to the Lamb of God. And that is the word of the Lord for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God on a corporate level. I just want to give it to you like that. Praise the Lamb of God, because that's the way the Lord spoke it on last night. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God, people. Hallelujah. Lauren. Hallelujah. See, now I'm over in the prophetic zone. Oh, my goodness, I'm floating. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't even read the old words that came out of my belly. I can't even read it. Oh, my goodness, without going into this place. Oh, my God, what an awesome God we serve today. People of God, hallelujah, it's intercessory prayer day on our show. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. At any time, you can push one on your keypad and praise the Lamb of God, and we will pray for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And you know, Pastor London and I, we break for praise reports. Praise the Lamb of God. We break for testimonies. Hallelujah. We always break for that. Praise the Lamb. Lars, there's one there. Can you get that one? Yeah. Praise the Lamb. There's another one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Very cool. 248.
Yes.
My name. Good morning. My name is Linda. And good morning, Apostle. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
And just desiring prayer this morning. Want more of God. Want more to do for God. And just desiring a fresh release of the Holy Spirit in my life to do what God has called me to do this year, and a refreshing and the anointing, and just moving forward, going forward and not looking back. And so I'm just asking for prayer and strengthening this morning and all that God is calling me to do.
Hallelujah. And Linda, what church are you at?
Right now at Living Bread. Living Bread.
Right now.
Apostle Hogan.
Okay. Praise the Lamb. Is that right there on Telegraph?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, right there on Telegraph on the I-96. Praise the Lamb. All right, sweetheart, we're going to pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Linda. We thank you, oh God, that she has called in and boldly, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Announced that she desires more of you, Father. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to your name. We thank you, Father, for a sincere desire. Hallelujah. She does not come, Father, asking for money. She didn't ask you, oh God, for long life, for health and strength. She asks for your glory. She asks for your presence, Father. She desires to go to the next dimension in you. Hallelujah. That she might do your will, that she might perform that is right, God, in your eyes, Father. And I thank you for Linda today. I thank you,
thank you,
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for her life and her living, Father. I thank you, Father, because she did not ask for money, that you grant wealth to her. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because she did not ask for health, that you grant her and her family, praise the Lamb of God, help to their neighbors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for this daughter, praise the Lamb of God, who walks in the prophetic, who already received dreams and visions upon her bed. Praise the Lamb of God, who you speak to in the night, Father. I thank you, hallelujah, that she's one of your chosen and elect ones coming to the stage in this season, praise the Lamb of God, to do all of that you commanded her, Father. Father, you've given her a dose of you. She wants more. Baptize her now in your spirit. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and amen. Glory
and amen.
To the Lamb of
amen.
God.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
We bless you, Linda. Bless you. We thank you for being a part of our show, and we hope and pray that you continue to be with us. We're here 5 days a week. Praise the Lamb of God.
All right, amen, amen.
2 p.m. Bless you. Praise the
God
Lamb
bless
of
you.
God. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Lars, we got another one?
Yes. Let's go. Area code 708, your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, Pastor London.
Good afternoon.
That's Sandra, man.
Oh, God, I tell you, God is so awesome. He's so awesome. I am just so, my cup is running over this morning. I'm telling you, God is just so good in confirming his word. Prophet, when you spoke that corporate word, it just confirmed what the Lord had spoke to me this morning. I have been in the presence of God from 12 o'clock this morning until 8 o'clock this morning.
Lord Jesus, my goodness, girl. Hallelujah.
Oh my God, it was oh my gosh. I don't understand how we can go into the presence of God and not want to just stay there and dwell among him. I'm telling you, it's something else. It's just so awesome.
Yeah, the Lord, the presence of the Lord is, I mean, it just to be able to be in his presence is, I mean, it's worth shouting about just alone. People of God, hallelujah. Who are we that the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, would manifest itself to us? Who are we that we can feel the presence, his touch, like the wind blowing against our skin? Who are we? Praise the Lamb of God, that we can feel him, as my mother would say, moving on the altar of your heart. Who are we? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That
can I read to you what the Spirit of the Lord said to me at 4 o'clock this morning, that you gave me confirmation just through what you said with the corporate prayer? You know, I was in prayer, like I said, at 12 o'clock. And after I prayed, I said, Lord, I know that you desire to speak to me, and I desire to hear your voice. And as I laid down, this is what the Lord spoke to me. I mean, I didn't even know that much time had passed. I thought it was like maybe 10 or 15 minutes. And when I laid down, it was 4 o'clock this morning when I woke up, and he spoke to me. He said, I am about to bless your house, that with all the blessings that are about to come to your house, you will not be able to count them. You will run out of fingers and toes. There are so many, says the Lord your God. The blessings are not just for you, but so that you will be a blessing to others. Because I can trust you, tonight I call you daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I have chosen you, and you will begin to see things you've never seen, hear things you've never heard, hear words you've never heard. You'll begin to know things you could not have known unless I have revealed them to you. I will take you into new realms and dimensions that you have never been in before. These things you must know and see for my purpose in your life, says the Lord your God. Continue to seek my face and come before me, says the I Am.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, people of God. Now, some people see that as short. I see that as long. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord gave you a wonderful word. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm excited for you myself. Hallelujah. Sandra, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, girl, you've been pressing into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes it takes a night watch. Sometimes it really takes. Praise the Lamb of God. Some people, you ain't got to pray all that time and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes you have to stay, praise the Lamb of God, in the atmosphere of God to really get the breakthrough that's needed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And we need to know and understand that. Hallelujah, that we need, praise the Lamb of God, to get into that breakthrough. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful day. Lawrence, pray for her right now for me.
Yes, Father, thank you for your daughter.
Yes.
You called her daughter, and we thank you for all that you've done in her life, for her dedication and her longing for you, God. Lord, for her hunger and thirst for more of you, God. We thank you for you being a part of her life, for you giving vision, dreams, for your voice speaking in her ears, God. And we declare right now that just as you've spoken, that it will come to pass quickly. Keep her encouraged, God, and focused on you like never before. Bless her family, Father. Oh, Lord, we love you so much. There is nothing like your presence, God. So continue to increase your presence, not just in her life, but in all of our lives. I speak to every person in the sound of our voice right now, God, that we will just continue to be dedicated in you, God. You're doing something special. You're doing something true. And just like you said, you're pouring out blessings, God. Let us all see. Let us all feel. Let
God, flow through Sandra, flow through us like never before, flow through us. God, more of you, God. We need you, God. We worship you. We adore you. And we thank you for all that you are, God. You are the I am. Oh, yes, you are the I am. And we thank you, God, for just being you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo. I tell you, just a hot show today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise the Lord. People of God, we're here for you today. Those of you that need prayer, praise the Lamb of God. And those of you, hallelujah, have testimonies and praise reports, the lines are open to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious, all you got to do is come on and push 1 on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can speak to us, and we are here. Praise the Lamb of God to receive your testimonies, to receive your prayer requests. Praise God. You know, there's so many times they say, well, they don't never do nothing for nobody, this, that, another. Now we're open for you, praise the Lamb of God, to hear your prayer requests and to intercede for you, praise the Lamb of God, right here direct. Pastor London and I are here for you to pray with you, praise the Lamb of God. And it just may be that while we're praying, the Lord may, praise the Lamb of God, give us a word for your life, praise the Lamb of God. May give us a word for your life, praise the Lamb of God, even in the midst of the prayer. I know the present time in prophetic praying, hallelujah, that another form of it is, praise the Lamb of God, that while you're praying for someone, hallelujah, the Spirit will prompt you what to pray for, hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit. And the very words that's coming out of your mouth in prayer will touch areas of their life that they didn't even ask you to pray for, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God because of the prophetic anointing that's on them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We've been talking about the first fruits, people of God. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that your first fruit, praise the Lamb of God, has been the fruit of prayer. I hope that's been your fruit, praise the Lamb of God, this year, that you in this week, this first new week, praise the Lamb, that you have spent time with God, that you've spent some time with God, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can be saturated in His Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, and saturated in His glory for the year. Our calendar should be laid out right now, praise the Lamb of God. Our calendar should be laid out, Lawrence, hallelujah, before the Lord, saying, Father, here's my calendar. Fill it with where you want me to go, what you want me to do, and give me what to say, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I do this every year, people of God. Hallelujah. I've been doing this for years. My calendar is God's, and God knows it is. Praise the Lamb of God. I refuse to go where He tells me not to go. Hallelujah. The Lord told me not to go to Atlanta. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love the intercessory prayer ministry. There's so many people there I love and fellowship with, M.H. Murphy Ministries and all of those. But God told me not to go this year. I could not go, praise the Lamb of God, as much as I wanted to, because obedience, praise the Lamb of God, and your loyalties must be to God in this season, hallelujah. But that comes from me knowing that my steps are ordered by the Lord, the Lamb of God. Woo! Wait, Bertha's on the line, everybody. Stop. Stop the engine. Hit the brakes. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha's on the line. I know her number. That double deuce at the end. Come on, Bertha.
Good morning, Prophet.
I knew she didn't have no voice. That's what's funny about it.
I was calling in for prayer. That's why I'm calling in for prayer, because this thing won't shake, and I have to be strong and to go forth in what God has called me to do so that I can finish strong. So I need my apostolic God Father to cover me.
Amen. Now, say that again. Say that. I missed something. Say that again.
I said I need my apostolic Father to cover me.
To cover you for what?
For what the Lord has called me to do in this season, so that I can finish strong.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, I don't even know why you're calling in asking these kind of things, because you already covered. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You are already praise the Lamb of God, but we will cover you publicly if that's what you want and desire. Praise the Lamb of God. We are here to pray for you and with you concerning the things that God will have you to do in this season as the Lord is releasing you into a greater dimension. Praise the Lamb of God of his anointing and his glory. Hallelujah. And the prophetic glory to God. Father in heaven, we give you praise continuously before your throne. We are in your presence, God, and we reverence it. Hallelujah. We don't want to sin, not one thought. Praise the Lamb of God, Father. We reverence your anointing and your glory. I love you, Dad. I love you today, Holy King. I love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Father, I lift up your daughter, Bertha, to you now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, for her life, her living. I thank you, Father, for her submission. I thank you, Father, that she has been willing to be broken by you. Hallelujah. And now, Father, visitation is strong in her life, Father. I thank you that the dreams, the visions are coming forth even the more. I thank you that she is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Her into another realm of your spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Declare, declare, and decree the things that you place in her spirit, oh God, the words that you place in her mouth. Hallelujah, Father. I thank you, Father, that this first level, hallelujah, that becomes even more clear to her concerning the dreams and visions, that she will not even need an interpreter. But, Father, that as she sees, you will speak by your spirit, by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We'll tell her all things, praise the Lamb of God, that she needs to know, even as you did Daniel, even as you did John on the Isle of Patmos, praise the Lamb of God, that she may speak what she would have her to speak. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, God, take, hallelujah, her spiritual lenses, oh, God, and cleanse them for her, that she might see clear, hallelujah, in this season. Hallelujah, that she may see through the eyes of love. Let her look through your spirit, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That agape will always go with her, carrying her for hallelujah to every place for speaking in the name of Yeshua. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. And amen. 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 Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your love today. For your presence. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome God you are.
Oh God.
Praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Son.
Glory to your name.
Yes.
This show today. Like our God, our King. Who is like our God? Who is like our King? There is none like him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. My goodness gracious. Jesus, for your love today. Thank you, Jesus, for your love today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Bertha.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My God, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Lawrence, we got another one here. 832 area code.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, God bless you.
Happy New Year.
Hi, Liz from Texas.
Hi, Liz.
I was calling
for
prayer.
Liz, what part of Texas you in again? Are you in Houston?
Yeah.
Okay, praise the Lamb. I'll be coming to Dallas in next month. Praise the Lamb of God for a prophetic outpouring there. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, great.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be there. Praise the Lord. All right, Liz.
Good.
Girl, what's happening with you?
Prayer for my health. Got symptoms of high blood pressure and then deafness in one ear, in the left ear, out of nowhere. It just came 6 months ago, and I know it's an attack. And then also where I should live.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Hallelujah. And Lawrence London is a witness to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm preparing now to do a shipment, praise either today or in the morning, praise the Lamb of God, of the bottles of water that the Holy Mantle was laid upon, praise the Lamb of God, on New Year's Eve night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The testimonies from the water has come in. Praise the Lamb of God of those who have just drank a bottle of the water. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. This has been something that has just amazed me, praise the Lamb of God, of how the Lord is moving in the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Even my daughter put on Facebook, Lawrence, if you go there on Facebook and you look at Angel's post, she testifies, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of a condition that she was suffering with, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And she puts on that, she said, I don't know if it was my mother's prayer, my daddy's prayer, or the water I drank, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But when she woke up the next morning, it was gone, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I think she's like in the sixth or seventh day of it now, and it has not returned. Praise the Lamb of God. And she was really having a problem. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that God is a healer in this day. Now, this is what the Lord told me. Praise the Lamb of God. I cannot go back on what God told me. Liz, as much as I would like to, and the people of God know, praise the Lamb of God, that many times I move to a place and I do stuff. And Lawrence knows, even on New Year's Eve night, praise the Lamb of God, I've come drink the water. I told them to come get a bottle of water. They came and drank, and then I told them, now you can take another bottle home with you. If you desire, you know somebody that's sick, take them a bottle of water. Did I not, Lawrence?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I didn't put a price on the water. I didn't ask for an offering for the water. Praise the Lamb of God. But after I did that, the water bottles that were sitting there, the Lord said, take those bottles and put them, praise the Lamb of God, in your prayer room. And do not release one of them, praise the Lamb of God, unless a jubilee seed is sown of in the sequences of 50, praise the Lamb of God. $50, praise the Lamb of God, $100, $150, $200, in sequences of 50, praise the Lamb of God. So I'm saying to you, I would love to just say, I'm going to send you a bottle of this healing water, praise the Lamb of God. It's in the prayer room right now. Praise the Lord. But this is what the Lord has called for. There's some, you know, the oil I had, I was just giving the oil away, telling people to anoint their doorposts. The Lord told me, give it away. And that oil sat on my altar for 12, 13 years. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we took the oil, hallelujah, and we gave the oil away. I took it to the conference, praise the Lamb of God, to get an offer. Oh, we got to raise the money for the conference. Then not Lawrence.
So we got
this another. But I always obey God. God said, do not get a penny for this oil. Give it away. Tell them to anoint their doors. Tell them to anoint their children. And last year, people of God, I meant to tell you all this when Sandy Hook took place. Praise the Lamb. Remember the Lord told us to anoint our children. To anoint their beds, and that when he saw the anointing oil, that he would pass over. Pray everywhere I went, I took the oil and told them, anoint your beds, anoint your children's beds, anoint your door. All of this, the instructions the Lord gave so that the people of God could be blessed. So I just want you to know that. Praise the Lamb of God. If you want to sow that seed, anybody, you can go to PSMINTL.org. Praise the Lamb of God and push the donate button, and it will take you through the PayPal. Praise the Lamb. It's a secure site. Praise the Lamb of God. But I just have to obey God. Praise the Lamb. I must obey God. And the Jubilee offering, praise the Lamb of God, is the debt-free offering. Praise the Lamb of God. Whatever it is that causes sickness in your body, God says, I'm going to cancel that debt. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, a lot of times, people of God, now, a lot of people don't want to believe this, but sometimes sin is the result of our sicknesses. Psychosomatic, we call them, praise the Lamb of God, but the things that's harbored in our heart, God said, debt cancellation, praise the Lamb of God, through hallelujah, this water, praise the Lamb of God. And remember, 2:13, praise the Lamb of God, 2:13, praise the Lamb of God, 2013, however you want to say it, is the number for water, praise the Lamb of God, oil, praise the Lamb of God, the Spirit, 123-321, however you want to turn them around. That's what that number, the number represents. It is the number of the Trinity. It's the number of unity. It's the number of God. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm saying to you, people of God, understand what God is doing in this season. This is what the Lord has spoken. I only do what God says do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, praise the Lamb of God. Liz, we're going to pray with you. Lawrence and I are going to pray with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because I heard you talking about direction. Praise the Lamb of God on where you need to live. Now, are you thinking of relocating to another whole city?
I don't know. I'm not sure what he wants me to do.
Hallelujah. All right, let's pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord told me to pray for you. I'm going to pray with you. He told me to pray with you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to pray with you now. Hallelujah. Lawrence, pray with us too. Praise the Lamb of God, Father. Jesus, we thank you for this, your daughter who is called in, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for her life, oh God. I thank you for her life in you. And Father, more so today, I thank you because she's looking to you for the answers. She's looking to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God for healing and wholeness. She's looking to you, Father, for direction and guidance for her life. She don't even want to live nowhere where you have not set out the course. She needs you to order her steps in this season. Hallelujah, Father. Be merciful today, Father. Be kind to your daughter. Liz loves you, Father. I can hear it in the very tone of her voice. Hallelujah, that she has a love for you that's deep, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for forgiveness in any area, praise the Lamb of God, of sin, of commission and omission. Hallelujah. If there's anything that's hopping in our heart, Father, we pray the release of it now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, your God, today. Bless your holy name, Father. I pray now. Thank you, Father. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless your name. Arasha. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Liz, the Lord says to you today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that he is relocating you, but he's not relocating you to a different state, praise the Lamb of God, but he is relocating you to a different area of Texas. When the Lord spoke this to me, I saw a beautiful house, praise the Lamb of God. I saw a beautiful home, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, glory to Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God. There's something unique, praise the Lamb of God, about the roofing, praise the Lamb of God, of this place. It's like it's, look like it's layered, so to speak, praise the Lamb of God, the place that I see, hallelujah, it's like it has steps on the roof, but it's, the roof is really not steps. It's just the way the designer did it. Praise the Lamb of God who designed the roof. Praise the Lamb of God. And it has a slant. Praise the Lamb of God. An unusual kind of slant. Hallelujah. Like, not like normal houses. Roofs are slanted. It's slanted. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. It was a home. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you are moving from the place that you live now. Hallelujah. Now, this area he did not speak on. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God today. Hallelujah. Lawrence, anything you want to say to her? Lawrence? He's gone. Liz?
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here worshiping, sir. I'm so sorry.
I'm worshiping.
I'm gone right now.
Over in the seventh heaven with the angels. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll go. Oh, wow.
Oh, it's all right. But Liz, the Lamb
yes.
of God, I'm excited for you because God took time to speak to me about you.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. He's right in the midst of prayer. He started talking to me about you. Praise the Lamb of God. So, you know, be solid. Praise the Lamb of God in knowing that you are relocating. Just don't worry about it. Let God do it. Praise the Lamb of God. You'll be driving and you'll look up or something and the Lord will say, that's the place. Praise the
wow.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know if it's like a new development, but be like behind the house. On the side of the house, like, praise the Lamb of God. I see, even now, I just got another glance, and it's like, hallelujah, it's not a develop. It's not grass and stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Across from it in the back, but there's a fence there that separates the property from praise the Lamb of God, I want to say desolate, but it's not. It's unoccupied, praise the Lamb of God. There's no development or nothing, praise the Lamb of God, across from it. Like, you know, so it's not an inner city, praise the Lamb of God kind of house. You wouldn't see this in a city, in the inner city of a large city or something like that, where you have neighbors all next door and around. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Okay. I just want to drop that to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget PSMINTL.org. Praise the Lamb. The pool of Bethesda water. Praise the Lamb of God is what we have called it. Hallelujah.
Yes, that water has done some things. I got to just jump on board on that water. I'm amazed by the testimonies that's coming instantly. I mean, instantly from that water. It's awesome stuff that the Lord is doing through just obeying him. And that is, Liz, I'm telling you, you need to just pray about that, because that could be God's, I believe it's God's vehicle to just draw to purify and heal your body, because he is doing some awesome things. As you have the faith in him, he is willing and is ready and is waiting to heal you totally. I just believe that in my spirit. Amen.
I believe that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is awesome in this season. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I love you. I love you. I love you. We got another caller. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to get many calls. All right. Love you, Liz.
Love
praise
you.
God. All right. Air code 303. Air code 303-550-0567.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's Janelle.
Hi. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? I just got that.
Oh, I am calling because I need prayer concerning execution and timeliness. So I really just want some prayer in that area. And also with this season, I really want to make sure that I'm able to remain focused. So I just wanted to come before you guys, just ask for prayer in that area.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor London, pray for Janelle right quick, my friend.
Amen. Father, we come.
Thank Hallelujah.
You for Janelle, for her coming and
bless
for her
name.
Seeking you right now and touching, agreeing with you through us right now. And, Lord, just because we know who you are, that there is none like you, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do in her life. Speak to her so clear, God. Let her be patient in you, God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for even the strength right now as I'm praying that you're lifting her up to a higher dimension in you, God, that this call on her life would be greater than ever before. That, and we speak against anything that would try to detour, disturb her. God, we speak against any work of the enemy that would try and make her move forward too quickly. But we declare right now that you would have your hand in her life, that she would go as you tell her to go, that she would move as you tell her to move, that your very voice, God, would be the guider of her life, God. Lord, take her to a whole new place in you, even in this day, even in this second, even in this hour, God, for every work that you've shown her, that it will come to pass in the right timing, in the right place. We pray right now that her condition will be like never before, matured in you like never before, confident in you like never before. We speak it right now, and we declare it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, because I know you hear our prayers. And we give your name the victory, glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray this prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
The Lamb of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, daughter. The Lord will direct your footsteps. Just be slowful. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Be slowful in decision-making.
Okay.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That you
Hallelujah.
Can live in your decisions. But be swift in business as it relates to your timeliness. Praise the Lamb of God. Preparation is the best thing, praise the Lamb of God, to bring about a timely, praise the Lamb, arrival and doing things according, praise the Lamb of God, is to have everything prepared for it. A lot of people fail to prepare, and because we fail to prepare, we prepare to fail. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We fail
Amen.
To prepare, so we prepare. We're really preparing to fail. And that's the only true way of doing something that is important to you is to prepare for it. Praise the Lamb of God. When we prepare for our day, we lay our clothes and stuff out. We get up. The day goes smoother for us. Praise Him. Get a breakfast. Take a shower. Our clothes is there. Everything. You put it on. Bop. You're out the house quick, fast, and prompt. Instead of looking for this, I wonder what I'm going to wear. That causes a lot of procrastination and things and indecisiveness. All that should be decided the day before when you have business to take care of. All right, baby. I love you. Be blessed. Happy New Year again to you.
Okay.
Amen.
Happy New Year to you guys. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. That's our daughter, Janelle. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 248. Error code 248-469-6566.
Hey, Pastor London, Prophet Shakespeare, good afternoon.
Uh-oh, Brett, there's a gentleman here.
How you gentlemen doing today?
We are blessed in the Lord. Hallelujah. How about you, son?
I'm good. Prophet been suffering from a lot of headaches lately, and I just need prayer today for strength and clarity today right now. I just felt led to ask you all to pray for me today, just for strength and clarity right now, dealing with my job, what to write, with a lot of things that are going through my mind right now, and, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now. I just need prayer for clarity and strength right now.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah for your son, Brett. We thank you, Father, for hallelujah, all that you're already doing and have done. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for what you're about to do for him, Father. I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, that the way has already been made for him. I thank you, Father. Hallelujah, that this pain, this stress, hallelujah, be lifted off of his shoulders. Hallelujah. Father, I rebuke every devilish headache. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the pit, Father, in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. We send it back to the pit, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God, that it will not affect your son, hallelujah, or prosper any further. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for clarity of thought. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, that you've given him, hallelujah, a mind that is focused, praise the Lamb of God, through the revelation, hallelujah, that you will give him concerning all that he must put his hands to. I pray, Father, hallelujah, that a greater unity is developed in the house, Father, that a greater spirit of love would abide, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and understanding. Father, I rebuke, hallelujah, oh yes, God, hallelujah, the very presence of the enemy from the doors, hallelujah, that every foul and unclean thing cannot cross the thresholds of a door. Praise the Lamb of God. I draw the line in the sand, Father. I draw the line, praise the Lamb of God, that the enemy, hallelujah, cannot cross over in the name of Jesus, Father. We bind the devil in Jesus' mighty name. Father, let a freshness now come over your son. Let the fresh oil, hallelujah, of even this new year be poured upon him, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reinvigorate, revive, give new energy, Father, strength, and most of all, Father, your joy. Hallelujah. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. In the name of Jesus the Christ, hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank
praise
you,
God. Praise God. Bless
thank
your son.
You.
Bless
you,
your son. All his
Yes.
Thank you.
Bless
you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. All is well,
my brother, if you could see your greatness.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Brother, if you could see your greatness.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Lord is with you, brother.
Thank you, Prophet Jalunga. Thank you, Prophet, so much, man.
Oh, man, you know we love you, man. You are my son, but you are a brother, a beloved, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, you and your family. Hallelujah. Little J.J. Jalen, praise the Lamb of God. My baby. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Don't let me start thinking about the kids. Hallelujah. Me and Lance, we fight over children all the time. He normally wins, but they still be in love with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. But all is well, man. I really feel the Spirit of God even while we're lingering here. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah, God. It is good. It is well. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. All right, son. I love you, man.
Thank
we
you.
Got another...
well, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Praise God.
You,
hallelujah.
Love you, brother.
Hallelujah. Erico 313. Let me see. Can I get this mic hot? Erico 313-523-0772.
Yes, sir, Bishop.
Yes, sir, Bishop.
Hey, Woods, your buddy.
Who is this?
This Woods, your buddy, man.
Andre?
This is he.
Oh, my goodness, Bishop. Andre Woods is on the show. Hallelujah. Andre,
you,
how you doing, Bishop?
I'm holding on, Doc.
You yet holding on?
I've got to hold on, got to hold on.
Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Bishop Andre Woods. People of God, if you don't know the Bishop Andre Woods, then you just, you're not in touch with the realities. Praise the Lamb of God. Especially here in the city of Detroit, one of the greatest musicians and songwriters, praise the Lamb of God, composers, directors, hallelujah, pastors that you ever want to meet, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And we thank God that he has favored us to just come on the show today, praise the Lamb of God. I see my Facebook page blinking. But I know it's on there that know you. All of our Detroiters know Bishop Andre Woods at Revival Tabernacle, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That was Lisa and James who came out of your church, didn't they? Lisa Williams and James Williams.
Yeah.
Our administrator, Lisa, praise the Lamb of God, and James. Both of them, praise. I remember when James was your armor bearer, praise the Lamb of God. Years ago, James was your armor bearer. Hallelujah.
I remember as a young kid, Bishop Andre Woods. I know that.
I bet you Andre Woods is coming to New Jerusalem. That's right.
I know who I'm speaking with. I feel like going home, man. Yes, it is. How you doing, great Bishop?
Oh,
great
man,
song.
I'm blessed to hear you guys' voice, man. Me and Dr. Robert had a chance to talk the other week, man. I said, I'm going to call you on the air, and I'm glad I got in today. Yeah,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Man. I'm glad you got in there. How's your health? Praise the Lamb of God. Your health,
man,
is...
You know, the Lord's been working with me, and I've been going to the doctor. I've been taking it easy, resting, and that's been my priority lately to get me together, because the reason why I was calling in, I said, it's something I got right before me. I need you guys to touch and agree with me on. I'm making some steps of faith. And
you sure are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. I know in order to do that, God needs a healthy body. And, man, I'm in the process of doing what I got to do and taking some what they call you time to get it done.
Andre, I don't know if you was on when I talked about the Pool of Bethesda. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord gave us this water, man. And I have a mantle that the Lord has given me. I'm telling you this, man, healings, I mean, Pastor London that has seen it, praise that we got pictures of it. Man, the healings of cancer, AIDS, praise the Lamb of God, other diseases and things of this nature, the testimonies have came forth on this show, they have came forth on our Facebook page, they have came forth in public. Hallelujah, what God is doing. But this last week, Friday, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and through the New Year's Eve service, we put the mantle on the bottles of water at the Lord's direction. It ain't something that I did, but at the Lord's direction, praise the Lamb of God, and people are being healed, praise the Lamb of God, through the water. They're taking the bottles of the water, and they're drinking the bottles of water, and then... Andre, you know, and I was about to say this a minute ago when we were talking about it. Pastor London and I, praise the Lamb of God, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but I'm going to tell you, praise the Lamb. I drank a bottle of that water on New Year's Day, praise the Lamb of God, and I took a bottle home with me, and, you know, set it up on the counter. You know, it looks just like a regular, a purified water, bottle. And, you know, unknowing to me that the bottles that I drink out of anyway, you know, bottled water is always in my house, but are the same brand. So I had took some of them out and put them on the counter. So it got mixed in, praise the Lamb of God. I drunk all of those bottles of water, praise the Lamb of God, that was up there. And one was sitting by itself. I said, oh, my God, I think that's the bottle of water, but I'm not sure. But I drunk it, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I have never received a purging in my like I received on yesterday. Praise the Lamb. I'm just telling the honest God truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about an evacuation. Praise the Lamb of God. That's all I'm going to say. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then I felt weak, Andre. I felt weak. Praise the Lamb of God. But then strength came to me. Praise the Lamb of God that I'm telling you, I feel brand new. Hallelujah. People of God, this water, praise the Lamb of God. But this is what the Lord told me, Andre, and I just have to follow God because, you know, you're my brother. And, you know, money and you and I has never been an issue. But God told me it's a jubilee offering has to be sown, praise the Lamb of God, because he's going to cancel, praise the Lamb of God, whatever it is. God said a jubilee offering has to be sown. In the sequence 50, praise the Lamb of God. I would love to get a bottle of that water in your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. That's number one. Praise the Lamb of God. I would love to get a bottle of that water in your hand or send it to you. Praise the Lamb of God through our system here at psmintl.org. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, Hallelujah. I know my son Brett already, praise the Lamb of God, got water coming to him. And some others, praise the Lamb of God, have already sown their Jubilee seeds. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to the post office. I'm telling you, I'm doing this myself. I'm sending this myself. I'm not letting nobody else handle the water. I'm handling the water personally. Praise my staff is not handling this. I'm handling this. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I know the anointing that's on this water. Praise the Lamb of God to make sure it's done properly and sent to the right people. Praise the Lamb of God for that $50, $100, $150 seed, whatever the Lord lays upon their heart in the sequence of 50. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, Lawrence.
Yes, sir.
Pray for the Uncle Bishop right quick. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, God. Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Man of God.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for his heart. We thank you for everything he is, your vessel. We declare so that this is your vessel, God, right now. And as we touch and agree, we know what you can do, God. You can fix any vessel. These are your vessels. We are your vessel, and he is your vessel. We place him in your hands as the potter that you are, that you can renew and refresh him, make him over again, even in this day and this hour, that you can give him even more power and more energy, more mind, oh, God, that his mind can be even more clear for where you're going to take him in this day, God. We speak long life. We speak health right now in the name of Jesus. Not only that, we speak a whole new dimension of ministry, God, a whole new dimension of song, a whole new dimension of blessing your people, God. We place them in your hands, and we thank you, because in this vessel, we pray that your heavenly treasures will rise up in them like never before, God. Let people be astounded. Let people be delivered right now through your power, through this, your vessel, God. We thank you in advance for your healing. We thank you in advance for your strength, God. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Bishop Andre Woods, your son,
Hallelujah.
Your vessel. Oh, God, we thank you, and we declare it in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray this prayer. And we
Hallelujah.
Thank you again. Amen.
Amen. Bishop, Amen. Bishop,
yes,
the Lord, there's one more caller here I want to get to, but the Lord said that said it before you, that you spoke of, praise I have forgotten all about it, but while we were praying, the Lord brought it back to me. He said to tell you, praise the Lamb of God, to go forth, praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah,
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but whatever you're about to do, the Lord said it's going to bring wealth and riches. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I'm going to get with you now. We'll call you. I want to get that water directly out of your hands.
Hallelujah.
So now you look for my call.
I'm looking for your call. You know, I always answer yours. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Bishop
sir.
Andre Woods on that. Man, the Lord said, whatever that is, whatever you, the Lord said to just tell you to go forth with that's set before you. Praise the Lamb of God.
I'm on my way, Prophet. I'm on my way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wealth and riches is connected to it. Praise the Lamb of God.
I'm on my way.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, I receive it. Absolutely.
Praise the Lamb of God. Let's see if we get this last caller. All right, Andre, I'm looking for your call, man.
Love you, Andre.
Love you too, man.
All right, praise the Lamb of God. All right, we have an anonymous caller.
Yes, Happy New Year. This is Jermaine calling.
Jermaine!
Hey, I see the whole gang is here. The whole family here now.
The whole family's on the line today, Jermaine. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. And I know we don't have much time, but I'm just glad to get the whole family back on the line. I just wanted to say, you know, you mentioned about the water.
Yeah.
And I want to know, what does the Lord say? Because I sell water filters. And I want to know, because you mentioned that this year is the year for, you said, 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, however you want to turn around the numbers. I want to know, what does the Lord say about business and water filters for me? Because I've been trying so hard to get people to understand that water, your water has to be, as you mentioned, purified. And you must be drinking good water for your health and cleaning toxins and everything else. So I want to know, what does the Lord say for me about water filters?
Well, you know, let me just say this, praise the Lamb of God. Of course, water filters is the, one of the best things you can invest in for your sink and this, that, and another, you know, to connect to your sink and everything, to purify your water or to put on your refrigerator, you know, and what have you. The downfall of the water system right now is so many people are just buying bottles of water because of how inexpensive a pack of, you can get 24 bottles of water for $3.30, praise the Lord, but they're not adding it up across a year.
Absolutely.
Or how much money that they're really spending across a year for the purified water. That if they invest in a system such as, no doubt, that you're selling, that purifies the water that comes right out of their sink or comes through the filter on the refrigerator, praise the Lamb of God, they probably would save, across the years, they'll save thousands and thousands of dollars spent on water. I mean, praise the Lamb of God. I'm a bachelor, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and I drink, you know, one of them 24 packs of water. I go through them like nothing. You know, you know, 3 or 4 bottles of water a day, praise the Lamb of God, because I don't drink, you know, pop anymore. So I'm really on a water and coffee diet when it comes down to my liquids. So
when you drink a lot of water,
praise the Lamb of God, those filters come in handy, praise the Lamb of God, for those who can put them on their refrigerators that have those type of systems and things of that nature. When I had my home, praise the Lamb of God, I had one on there, praise the Lamb of God, on that system for, you know, my family, praise the Lamb of God. I made sure that I had a water system. So they are good, praise the Lamb of God, for those who can invest in them at the place that they can right now, praise the Lamb of God, and receive, hallelujah, on that.
Amen.
Praise God. It's a very good product, Jermaine. But you're going to have to come back Monday and talk more about it. We're really out of time now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And
but
I'll call in Monday, but I will sometime this year come and visit and worship with you all as well, because I'm looking forward to that too. So,
oh, well, we're coming to Chicago in November.
You coming?
The whole conference. Yeah, November we come to conference. The conference is going to be in Chicago.
Okay. Yeah, I look forward to that. Hopefully, I'm thinking in the spring when the weather breaks.
Okay, well, we can get together then too. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh,
no
yes,
problem.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People of God, it's been real. It's been a wonderful show. Praise the Lamb of God to all of you. Our co-host, Pastor London, who has been right here with us. Praise the Lamb of God today. And we thank God for each of you that have called in, that have chimed in, those of you that have called in for prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless all of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, people of God, I love you. 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 Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Lawrence London, get us out of here, man.
Man, all I can say is our God is awesome. He's
Hallelujah.
Making us all brand new. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, he's awesome.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice 'cause I'm brand new. can move on. You got work in walking victory. Yeah. My faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. Over, forgotten.